This is episode number 2052 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
So you love Pete Davidson, huh?
Oh, that's me and Pete.
Yeah.
I am liking the Smart Water commercials where he's having all his tats removed. And they kind of get him, you know, while they're removing when he goes, ow!
And you're thinking, poke him again!
Poke him again, by God.
Anyway, he should write a book to help not terribly gorgeous guys score way above their pay grade.
I have a whole, I can't say it on the radio, but I have a whole thought about why he gets women. So it has nothing to do with his looks, man.
Anywho.
It has nothing to do with his looks. No.
Not only did he date Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And.
Well, they were engaged, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she broke his heart. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
That's probably the one that got away.
You think so?
Yeah, no. He's still playing around.
Because then there was Kate Beckinsale.
That one bothered me a lot. It's like, come on, man. I mean, she's like old enough to be his really big sister or older cousin or...
Really young mom.
Really young.
Yeah, they
mom.
Do TV shows about that.
Yeah, they did.
Anyway,
yeah.
And now there's talk, there's rumors of swirling about him and Kaley Cuoco.
Are you kidding me?
Which I don't know about this.
Does that not surprise me? Because, you know, her choice in men is starting to be suspect.
Well, this last one she had.
Married twice.
But Carl Cook, he was a pretty, from what I understand, was a nice guy.
I thought that Ryan Sweeting or whatever his name was.
Oh, he was a loser.
Well, how do you know he was a loser?
He was a loser.
Was he a loser?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Did he cheat on her or something?
She married down.
Okay. But she's going to marry down if she doesn't marry Johnny Galecki. You know that. We all know we want her to marry Johnny Galecki.
That's true.
I mean, who doesn't want her and Leonard to get together in real life?
I know. It's true. So it's a little too convenient, don't you think, John Van Camp, that Pete and his girlfriend recently broke up.
Oh, have they?
And Kaylee and her husband just split up.
Well, yeah, we reported that here.
And, there's the fact that Pete and Kaylee are doing a movie together.
Oh.
Yep. It's a rom-com.
Wow.
It's called Meet Cute. Now, when they were in it, when they started the movie... They were both in a relationship.
Seems
now
like
they're both single.
They're both conveniently single.
Convenient. And you know the thing about, you know, movies and co-stars and...
Hello, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing I'm starting to wonder about Kaylee Cuoco, real quickly. Is like, maybe she doesn't have a really good sense. Maybe she does have the sense that Penny did early in the series when she's, you know, dating guys like
Brad.
Maybe
Penny rubbed off on her.
Maybe Penny did rub off.
Yeah. Now, sources say they seem to be getting along as more than just friends on the set.
Well, they're in character.
Well, then
that's the excuse.
That's method acting.
They're in character.
Then there was a day they spent at Six Flags in New Jersey last month.
What?
Apparently, you know, the outing had no relation to the film.
Really?
And maybe they just wanted to go hang out and go to Six Flags.
I don't think that's a good thing.
It'd be fun.
No, I don't think that was good.
And what did Harry say to Sally?
Well, that men and women cannot be friends.
That's right.
Because the sex always gets in the way.
That's what he said. And I think in this one, it just may apply.
Which also confirms my whole thought about Pete Davidson. You leave that one and figure it out for yourself.
What are you going to do when they come for you, bad boys, bad boys?
Oh, yeah.
Cops is coming back.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I am excited. I am for the first couple episodes. Then I get tired of it. It's like, it's the same crap, different story.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And then I didn't watch it for a long time, but then I realized I miss it.
Here's the deal. I was working at a Fox television station when that show first went on the air. I can't say how many years ago that was because I'd be dating myself really a lot. But it was a long time ago, freaking long time ago.
Bad boys.
People grew up with that show.
Yes.
And you know what? It taught them lots about how to become criminals.
Hey, people look at these guys,
how they got
too.
Away with. Yeah, well, yeah, but that's not as much fun as growing up with cops. Come on now. Look at that. Look where I never thought about stashing my dope there. It's awesome.
Jeez, a blueprint for criminals. Dumb criminals.
Dumb criminals. Because they always get caught on cops.
I'm actually glad Cops is coming back.
Yeah?
And now Fox is bringing it back on its Fox Nation streaming service beginning October 1st.
Wow. So this is a done deal. Okay.
Well, the show was canceled last year along with the A&E Live PD due to national outrage in the wake of George Floyd.
Yeah. But they're coming back.
Yes.
These are really popular shows.
Yes.
I mean, no matter what, these are popular shows.
So glad about Cops. And
yeah.
Now, meanwhile, Live PD host Dan Abrams, he and the producers are doing everything possible to bring their show back.
Oh, they'll get it.
And he claims there is significant interest in the industry.
I guarantee you there's. I guarantee you there's interesting stuff. Funny thing about Live PD.
Uh-huh.
I actually lived in one of the cities where they went. Salinas, California is my hometown.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You know, good, bad, or indifferent. It kind of a gang place. So it was kind of interesting to watch from many miles away, Salinas, California, on Live PD. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it was the same way for people who were in any of those other towns, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the other thing was you got to know the cops. Because the same cops were almost in every episode.
I know.
You know?
That
guy from, was it El Paso? They had El Paso? Like, they had somewhere in Texas. Uh-huh. They had a couple of places in Texas where they went. And, you'd always kind of see this guy and you go like, I don't know, he's kind of shady, you know, the cop. And then you go like, well, he's kind of good, but watch him mess with these guys, you know? And I love that he would mess with these guys on a Saturday night because these guys are always lying to him. Always lying to him. Everyone they pulled over. Can I see your license, please? I don't have one. Can I see your registration, please? It's expired. You got anything on there to poke me or stick me if I search you? No, sir. I don't have anything. Well, why is this gun in your pocket? Are you going to tell me
that's
about
not
this
mine.
Gun?
It's
that's
not
mine. I don't know how I got there. The crazy stuff that they would come up with just sheer entertainment and scary as hell.
And there's the Danny. Oh, gosh, there were so many of them. The really hot guy with the dog.
You know who I'd like to frisk, speaking of frisking?
Oh, jeez.
Halle Berry. Yeah.
I was going to say Pete Davidson.
maybe later. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all. Oh, Live PD, please come back. That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.